Joining us to discuss the matter is Professor Richard Buckland. He is a professor of cybersecurity at the University of New South Wales. Good morning, Richard.
Hi, Marlene.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
Now, firstly, what is the nature and extent of cybersecurity threats in Australia at the moment?
I guess the risk is that we've moved a lot of our lives online and we just not yet, our habits haven't caught up with it. So it's sort of like the early days of driving before people thought of seatbelts. So I guess the risks are at a personal level. People have moved a lot of their finances online and they can be scammed or tricked or attacked in various ways and lose money directly. And we're connecting more of our machinery online, so factories can be attacked. I guess we're looking at pacemakers, driverless cars, all those sorts of things that have computers in them are all vulnerable to attack. They haven't, in lots of cases, been attacked yet, but I guess that's a possibility. So that's a threat sitting there, and one day that will be eventuated. And then the way we run things is online now. So our governance, our communications, the way people make decisions, the way people communicate, and a lot of our critical infrastructure is online. So that can be attacked. So I guess there's quite a lot of threats around, and as yet, not a lot of good practice in place protecting us. Oh, and one last one. It always sort of slips off the radar because it doesn't quite look so cybery, but it's actually probably one of the main sources of threat at the moment is because we communicate online and share ideas online, influence operations or information warfare can happen where public opinion is changed through sort of inserting data. We've seen that with Cambridge Analytica and possibly the attacks on the elections around the world, but in particular the American election. That is, I guess, quite a serious form of cyber attack in terms of having a big impact on the world.
And a recent report from Aust Cyber attempted to quantify the economic effects of a cyber war against Australia. So far, what has been revealed?
This is modelling, so this isn't what's happening. And the modellers are very careful to say they're not even predicting this will happen because there's so many unknowns to know what size or scope it would happen. But they looked at a scenario of things being quite disrupted for a week and things being quite disrupted for 4 weeks. And things meaning systems not quite working, but you can still do some stuff and some essential services can still go online, internet being disrupted, digital access being disrupted. And I think even under the assumption that things were disrupted for 4 weeks, there was accounting for indirect costs, about $30 billion hit to the Australian economy from that happening. So that would be a very effective way of attacking us if someone wanted to cause financial damage.
Absolutely. And just very quickly, I just wanted to know, when we're listening to this and finding out about all these threats and stuff that is happening, what can listeners do listening to this? What can they do personally?
Well, that's the best question. Don't feel helpless. I think it's good to get more knowledge in the same way that it helps us with driving and cigarettes and all that sort of stuff to learn more about them so we can make more sensible decisions. So I'd read around a bit and teach myself a little bit if I was a listener. And probably the main threats that people are exposed to are of being tricked at the moment.
So like scams.
Scams. And targeted, we all know the hopeless ones, the emails that are so obvious and you go, oh, no one would fall for that. And we laugh at the people that do. But actually, sophisticated attacks where they target particular people one at a time rather than mass people on mail outs, they're very hard to detect. So learning a sort of how to detect if mails are suspicious or not, and the rule of thumb I always tell all my team is never click on a link in an email and never open an attachment in an email. So if you get a link or an attachment, don't open it. That would probably defend you against most tricks. And the other piece of advice, after the tricks, it's people taking over your system, is apply all the patches. So when you get an update and it says, oh, there's an update waiting on your phone, would you like to update now or later? Never click on the later.
Always do it now.
Always click on the now. and that tends to knock out most of the simplistic attacks that we're seeing at the moment.
That's good advice. So always update it. Don't leave it to later. Don't click on the later.
Never. Yeah.
Never click on the links or the attachments.
Yeah, if anyone sends you an email, so even if it's your mum,
give her a call and say, is this really from you, before you click on it?
Absolutely. Unfortunately, we are out of time, but thank you so much for providing your advice.
Oh, it was a pleasure. Thank you.